As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not, no, that's not.
Wait.
Yeah. That's true, you do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want this
money! They don't want it!
Toby and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy. Okay, Leroy and Tobin, host of the show, man. Stairs and the stars with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a lie better mode than. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like another city, the driver's side floor. Goose like a large, so many more. 10 in the more, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the more, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. And cuties can be you can watch a YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch. This one time for the text. This one time for the phone line. Whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on a Monday. Hello, Leroy.
What's up,
Froggy? How are you?
I've had better weekends.
Marcos just grabs me and he goes, good weekend? And I was like, I've had better weekends.
No one usually says that.
It was a three-day weekend.
Terrible. And here's how I look at it. To get to the point of disappointment, you had to be excited. Because they won two games and did something nobody's ever done. And although yesterday was disappointing, you wouldn't be there if you weren't happy.
It was actually even heat related, to be honest with you, what he was referring
to.
It really wasn't even heat related. Yeah, Heat fans got to stone up a little bit. I mean, I swear to God, it's like the first time you've ever been in the playoffs ever. Whenever you lose a road game and some rando just drops a bunch of threes on you, you'd swear it's the first time it's ever happened to you. Like, usually that's how the first four games of a playoff series goes. Who wins the three-point battle? Who is the random guy who got hot at the right time? And is there really any chance for the Heat to get better? I think there are things that the Heat can get better. Certainly it starts with Tyler. Tyler's got to play a lot better than that. He's got to have a bigger impact in the second half. And, you know, he's got to take a little bit of a note from Donovan Mitchell of putting your head in the friggin' buzzsaw every now and then. You know, Donovan Mitchell's flying all over the place, diving after loose balls, battling after Bam Adebayo. That's okay. Look, I get it. If anybody was going to lose that game, if the Cavs would have lost that game, it would have been a joke. Like, you have 2 weeks off, you lose that game? Get the hell out of here. After the Heat just had two road games? I do think that that Schmeath and Schmolik makes a great point, though. Ty Jerome, intangibles? I don't know what the rule. I was doing some research, and I'm a little. I'm gonna say no.
I just had the craziest conversation yesterday. So, Fonz had some friends come over from work, and you know we knew them all from going there, and it was two sisters and a brother, I'm talking because I think they're from Michigan or Michigan fans or something along that line. So we're talking, we're watching the basketball game. And we get into Hartenstein. And we were talking about intangibles and why we use the phrase intangibles. He goes, Hartenstein, there's an intangible. I'm like, no, no, no.
No, no.
Not an intangible.
I think Ty Jerome's the same way.
Yeah.
First of all, his name's Ty Jerome. I gotta feel like that's not intangible.
It's short for Tyrone.
I gotta feel like it, right?
You can't. Yeah. I can say it.
I'm looking at Mr. Mark Jerome here. His father. Yeah, he's got a little seasoning on.
Right. Right. That's what I thought too.
Sprinkling.
That's what I thought too. I was like, yeah, I think he's. But like his Wikipedia, it's just Ty. He doesn't. It's not short for anything.
No,
his name's just Ty.
I'm sure if he was in South Florida,
confuses the situation even more.
Hmm.
Right?
Yeah. Stunt Steve says it's Mike McDaniel levels.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. Listen, you know what?
He's probably an intangible, but he gives up off the vibe.
I tell you, but I will tell you this. Tyler, you owe him something, dude, because he gave you the business yesterday.
Yeah.
I mean, he was flexing on your ass, peacocking. You owe him one, Tyler. I'm telling you. That's one of those where you take your 2 days off, but you better be thinking about Ty Jerome flexing on you, moonwalking on the way back. That better be on Tyler Hero's mind the next 2 nights.
Yeah.
When do you get ready for Wednesday?
Two things I didn't like, that and that little shove from Donovan Mitchell.
Yeah, what was that?
What was that?
It's a steal.
Boy, he was so angry.
What pissed me off the most about it? It's Duncan Robinson minding his own business all the time.
Right?
Duncan Robinson, like, first of all, Duncan Robinson goes through his life, right? He'll just get called for fouls for no reason. For no reason, right? But in the case he hard fouls somebody, people take such offense to it. You would have thought he punched a grandma. This happened in the Detroit game. This, of course, happened with the whole Jaylen Brown scenario. So yesterday, was it Jerome that he screened?
Yes.
It was Ty Jerome. So he gets a hard screen on Jerome. It was an offensive foul. Okay, Jerome hits the deck. And Donovan Mitchell just goes and gives him an old shovsky. And, like, right in front of the ref. And the ref did nothing.
Nothing.
He didn't do anything. He's Duncan Robinson. And the ref's like, he goes, hey, that's, Duncan, you could see what hey, that's bull bleep, not a foul? And the ref's just like, nah, he's Spider. You're Duncan Robinson. That's sorry. That's basically what we just watched happen.
Wait. Duncan's like, I thought I was through this.
Do you think Duncan Robinson just ever takes out his bank account? He goes, I've made a lot of money in this league. I've been to finals. I have a name. I'm a franchise leader in threes.
I was the fastest person in the NBA history to get to 500 threes.
These goddamn refs are just like, they treat him like he's a terrorist. They like that. Oh, sorry. You got shoved by Spider? Too bad, how's that? Could you imagine the roles reversed there? If Duncan Robinson were to put his hands on any All-NBA player, if he were to put them paws on him, if he put a little shove on Spider, or Luka, or LeBron, or Joker, whoever, they'd take him out of handcuffs! They'd take him out, they would call for suspensions. And Duncan Robinson's just here living his life! He's just living his life! And nobody seems to have a problem with this. This is, how many years has he played? Is this his sixth year, seventh year? And the referees treat Duncan Robinson like a bum criminal. Like he's the unclean. Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Spider. Was your hand okay from punching Duncan Robinson in the face? Well, you know, he was in my scope there at Malloy. I'm so sorry, Mr. Mitchell. Double technical foul on Robinson. What did I do? Existed.
Okay.
You existed in Spider's atmosphere.
Hey, now, I have a question. Does Lent end on Easter?
It does.
Or at the conclusion of Easter? Because Mima gave up ice cream, and she went through a bucket.
No, I believe once you get to sunrise of Easter, all bets are off.
We were watching the basketball game, and you know.
You were hosing them down?
No, I didn't.
Oh, so you were scared yesterday. No. You were – it's a new season. Once you get to Easter, you're good.
You know. Soon as George Niang went onto the floor.
Oh, dude.
I'm like, But I didn't do anything.
Mm. Not even after that air ball?
I smiled. I maybe internally said if he had more lift, he could get it to the rim.
Well,
but
now
I
you
didn't
can
say it.
Well, now you can say it out loud. You're good. You're clear.
But like I said, I'm trying to be a better person.
Oh, man. Headlines are brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai miles in inventory at the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. So the Heat, they lose game one, 121-100. Fourth quarter got away from them. Bam Adebayo, 24 points, 9 rebounds, 3 assists, 1 steal, 2 blocks. Tyler Herro had 21. Davion Mitchell, 18 off the bench. Donovan Mitchell had 30, and Ty Jerome had 28. They will be off until Wednesday. That is game two. So
Ty Jerome 28 hurt
the most.
More than Spider's 30.
Yeah, though Spider was awesome, especially in the first half. I mean, he felt like he could not be stopped.
Right.
Yeah, I agree. The Ty Jerome just doing anything he wanted and just hitting every shot. I mean, he had it all where the one-handed fadeaway runner, like, that's Tyler's shot. He was hitting it over him, flexing. I was like, oh, man.
My thing is, holy smokes. You can't, like, I get Spider's going to get his, right? But I was watching Kalel, and he's like, whew, there's two giants in here. And they were just going at him.
Welcome to the playoffs. I know. That's the thing. And I hope, I know that it looked a little.
Oh, doesn't turtle up?
I hope he doesn't. He turtled up a little, and I understood it because he looked a little deer in headlights, like, oh, because he was in the right spot in a lot of plays, and the ball was just popping off his hands.
Yeah,
and,
like.
You know, just like silly things. Next, but you're not winning the, like, look, the Heat winning this series is a tall task, but you ain't doing it without the tall. And right. you need Kalel Ware out there.
Now, my question to you is, this is another thing I thought about watching the games yesterday. Because I hate the fact, let me start by saying this. I hate the fact that we can't fully appreciate what the Heat did on Friday because they lost since, mm-hmm. right? But that game on Friday was unbelievable.
Oh, it was awesome. Davion Mitchell was incredible.
Right. But I'm trying to figure out, like, do you just let Kalel run and get, you know, and just take your lumps? Because eventually you gotta go through this, right?
I think so. I think, like, what's the point if we're not, like, he needs to get those chances. And, like, look, I love Haywood Highsmith. They wouldn't have won Friday without Haywood Highsmith. All right?
Yeah, but
and I don't even to me, listen,
not with those giants in the paint.
But and by the way, I don't even know who's making more, you know, I don't even know who you take out in that game, because you could leave Haywood in there for all I care and bench Andrew Wiggins, because Andrew Wiggins decides to show up for a quarter and then deuces.
My God, dude, Jesus,
Andrew Wiggins,
need more than that. I was like, okay, why give me Pelle Larson then? Because what is going on with this guy?
Well, the thing that I would say about Wiggins is, the reason why they don't give up on him, because he's a two-way player.
Is he? I would like to see that. He was on Friday. There's no doubt about that. But let's go. Yes, I need to see more Kalel Ware. And quite frankly, I'll give you one more game. But, I mean, if we get down 0-2, I better see Jovic in game three. I'm just telling you right now.
Is he back yet?
He's back. He's on the bench. He's back.
He didn't even play?
Didn't play.
Oh,
A lot of people didn't play, which I understand the lineups tighten up in the playoffs.
I would say this, though.
Come on.
You think Spo is scared that he put Jovich in there, he's going to keep getting crossed up by the bigs?
I don't think so. I don't think so. I don't think he should be scared of that.
Now, my other thought during yesterday's activities.
Datesouf is correct, though. He points out he played at the end. That's right. He got the garbage time.
I would like to ask you.
Hmm?
Still feeling good about Ja?
Am I still feeling good about Ja? Yeah, I mean, his team's full of losers, you know, like that Jaren Jackson Jr.
All right.
I mean, like, Jaren Jackson Jr. Just gets to skate free, huh? Like, this guy's a defensive player of the year. He might be All-NBA this year, and everybody's just
now
like...
he's trying to shoot threes.
Yeah, not his fault. He's always shot three. He's been a good shooter. I mean, yeah. It's a weird shot because he looks like a flamingo shooting the ball.
I don't understand how a guy, what is he, 6'10"?
Yeah.
Right? Why does he go down to 5'3" to shoot a three?
Don't know.
Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. He's this tall, and then he goes...
That was for sure the most embarrassing performance, though. I mean,
we in our lifetime, I don't think we've ever seen that.
That was a rough one. That was a rough one.
I mean, it wasn't even close.
Rest of the NBA scores over the weekend. Last night, the Warriors held off the Rockets 95-85. That was a god-awful game.
Awful.
That was a god-awful game.
I mean, the halftime score. I mean, what do you say about the halftime score? I mean... The only one that was worse was Memphis, who scored 30.
Yeah, no, it was
in the first half.
It was really bad. I will say that, I don't understand why they took Steven Adams out. Like, he was killing them because they went like, oh yeah, they're full of 6'5" guys. Let's go Steven Adams and Shingun, and that was working. And then they're like, all right, we're taking him out. We're going to put in a guy who's been building a brick house the entire time. I'm like, why not? Go to the guys who are close to the basket.
Right.
Didn't make sense to me, but Steph Curry, my God.
It's crazy, right?
I think I saw him do a backflip and hit a three yesterday. Like, he was the only, you know, it was not a great game, especially from the Rockets offensively. Yeesh.
But that's been the issue all year with them, is that excellent defensive team. They're going to keep you well below your average. Are they going to be able to score enough?
Yep. Yep. Fred VanVleet. Not much from him yesterday. He had some looks. Couldn't get anything to drop. Celtics beat the Magic yesterday. And then on Saturday, you had the Timberwolves beat the Lakers. Beat them bad. Hit every three known to man. Knicks beat like, the...
Well, yeah. How long, is that going to happen?
I mean, Ant's the Ant hit more three balls than anybody in the league this year. More than Steph.
Right. That's crazy. That's a stat that goes probably unmentioned enough. You don't realize how many threes he's made.
Yeah. Pacers, they kicked the crap out of the Bucks. Surprise, surprise, Damian Lillard and Halliburton got into it. They hate each other.
Why? Why is that?
Dame should be back for Tuesday's game. Why? I don't know. I think it's Halliburton talks a lot of bleep, but he's done the Dame time and in all their matchups. Like, they hate each other. It's just like one of those rivalries that's like legit in the league. They do not like each other.
Hey, nothing, you know, I'm a big fan, but can you stop getting texts when you ain't even dressed?
Give him a break. He's had a hard couple of months.
I know he's had a hard couple of months, but damn. You can't go out there and get them 2 points back.
And then
you can't get that point back. You ain't even dressed. And pull your pants down because it looked like he was wearing knee shorts.
And then tonight, we got game two of Nuggets and Clippers. Denver's up 1-0 in that series. And Knicks and Pistons game two at 7:30. The Knicks lead that series 1-0. So those are your games tonight.
I think
tonight.
Pistons just, they don't. It's two teams that are probably more equally matched than we think, but they got seasoned veterans on New York's team, and some at points in the game, Detroit looks young.
And then just quickly, I'll give you the NHL scores because that started last night too. Maple Leafs beat the Senators 6-2. These are all game ones. Hurricanes handle the Devils 4-1. Golden Knights double up the Wild 4-2, so Vegas takes the lead in that series. Panthers are on the practice ice. Their series, of course, gets going tomorrow. Panthers right. and Lightning. We'll take a break. 15 minutes of heat. We'll hear a little bit from Spo, from Bam, from Tyler on what happened in Game 1 as the Miami Heat get a couple of days off before they take on the Cavs in Game 2. Back after this.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Bum, bum. 15 minutes of heat here for you, brought to you by Hollywood Kia. At Hollywood Kia, the number one Kia deal in all of Florida. Get the star treatment. We want to see you in a Hollywood Kia. Visit them online at HollywoodKia.com. Miami Heat, they fall to the Cleveland Cavaliers yesterday, 121-100. Drop game one of their first round series against the Cavs. Game two will be Wednesday against the Cavaliers. For those looking for Heat tickets, you want to go to Game 3. That'll be Saturday at 1 o'clock, and then Monday will be Game 4. Very annoying for the South Florida sports fan because starting Saturday, Panthers and Heat line up game for game, which is really annoying. I mean, just like really annoying.
Same times, everything.
Yeah, man. Like really annoying. How is it like, no, like, this is now year three in a row this has happened. 1 year it was awesome, but yet, I mean, so stressful because it was a Stanley Cup NBA Finals run at the same time. And like they did not give a rat's ass about us at all. So I'm hopeful that that can get squared away. But let's hear a little bit from your Miami Heat yesterday after they lose. They won a thriller on Friday to get to this point in overtime against the Hawks. Davion Mitchell.
You think there was a bit of a maybe a letdown or something like that, or just out of juice, or because they look like they played with energy?
I don't want to be excused, Megan. I don't think so. I think 2 days off will be beneficial for them. Like, right. You know, I'm sure that had to be high stress.
Or maybe even a letdown because the results aren't as critical as they were the last two games.
Yeah, you definitely.
You know what I mean? It's like going from a game seven to the first game of another series. Like the high of that last game. And then going into the next game, sometimes
the critical, if you could go back to last year, the Heat, because the Heat always take 2 games to get into the playoffs now. Last year, they lost game one to Boston, and then they had a great game two. And they ended up getting top hats and monocled. But, you know, I think that they can, like, this idea that game one was critical because Cleveland was going to be rusty. They didn't look very rusty.
No.
They didn't look.
There were new guys that looked sharp.
They looked absolutely fine. Their star looked fine. He had 2 weeks, and he had a week plus off. So he looked absolutely spry yesterday. So I think that the rest will be beneficial, but I don't want to say that's the reason they lost. I think, you know, Tyler got absolutely annihilated. They were picking on him on defense. That's definitely for one. And, you know, Khalil Ware looked a little brights too light, and I think Andrew Wiggins was, you know, a little bit of a, you know, which is just kind of the Andrew Wiggins. Don't look at me like that. Like, that's just kind of the Andrew Wiggins experience so far.
I mean, all right.
What?
I mean,
would you disagree?
Here's what I would say. You're not winning without Andrew Wiggins.
I would agree.
So and I would like to think that the message has been relayed to him because he has the talent to do it. But I would say this. In the last couple of games, all those paint, you know, layups and stuff like that, they were having a field day. Both Tyler, Wiggins, everybody was getting to the rim.
Mm-hmm.
It's not so with this team. And so when they did that, they were faced with a whole bunch of bodies, and it looked a little clunky at times.
Yeah, so and I think
they'll find a better way of navigating through that with all those feet in the paint.
Yeah, I think and I also think that it wasn't even so much the scoring in the paint, but even like some of the passes that got disrupted in the paint, a lot of second chance points, loose balls going Cleveland's way. So I think I think that was it. Did I say that the brights were too light?
You did indeed. You did indeed.
Minus one. I apologize.
Yeah, you know, I was wondering about that, but I knew what
minus one. You know what's amazing? I'm usually on my game that we would be. You too, Marcos.
Oh, I heard it.
We usually like,
listen, you know, you've been mixing up sports lately, so I think you're a little skinny.
I know, that's why. Wait. In fairness to me,
yeah.
I did not say anything.
Well, speaking of brights are too light or lights are too bright, light, bright, night light, Khalil Ware, let's hear on Spo on what his rookie big, what he thought of his first playoff game.
Yeah, and this is, the life of a young player. You know, you're being fed through a fire hose. He's important to what we do. He'll get to work. That's the thing I really respect about Khalil. And, you know, the areas, that he's gotten a lot better, we're going to need in this series.
Hold on.
What's up? What do you mean?
It's like being
fed through a fire hose. You know, instead of like a hamster water bottle.
Hold on. First of all, nobody's ever said that.
No, he says. I hear him say that a lot.
No, you. No,
I have. I've heard him say that a lot this year. I definitely have.
No.
How are you going to tell me no? I've heard him use that saying a lot.
I'm 56 years old, and I grew up in the hood where everybody had their little sayings, and I never heard that.
You understand the saying though. It's coming out very high powered.
I really don't.
Drinking from the fire hose is a metaphor explaining the experience of being presented with an overwhelming amount of new information.
Yeah, it's coming out fast. It's coming at him.
All right.
You know, so,
it exists. But come on. Don't act.
I've heard him say that, though. That's not the first time I've heard him say that.
You guys shaking your head like you so.
He's used that fire hose line on Kal-El Ware at least 8 times this year.
Oh, my goodness. This still doesn't make it, you know.
It's a thing. I swear it's a thing. When you're getting information at a reasonable rate, is that just drinking from a water bottle? Like, is that? Yeah,
I don't know, but right. I know
using a straw.
It doesn't happen as much in football when you can get hit. You seem to get that information at the right appropriate amount of speed.
Dylan says, "I love how Mitchell walked away so quickly after pushing Duncan Robinson." You're going to push someone and then don't just walk away. It was such a weird – I think it was like one of these things too, because like people got mad that like none of the Heat retaliated and things like that. It was such a weird thing because like it was – first of all, it wasn't a one-hand – it wasn't a two-hand shove. It was a one-hand shove. Right. And then Duncan Robinson's like, really, dude? Like it was almost like it wasn't even malicious. It was insulting. Why? It was almost insulting.
I'm curious as to why – you know, that's like – that's like when you're on kickoff and you go block the kicker, right? Like, what are we doing? You don't get credit. You don't get street cred for pushing dunks.
You really don't. I would have liked some retaliation.
Everybody picks on.
Wait, push Davion. Push H. Right? Push Bam. Like, if you want to be a badass. Then go ahead on and get your stripes.
What's your issue
with
now?
Somebody who can retaliate?
What's your side?
Can I say I'm just tired of being on the wrong side of these altercations. Mm-hmm. We saw Joker break the back of one of our players, and we all just kind of huddled around. We saw Tyler Hero get thrown to the ground, and we kind of just pushed around and stuff. Now the poor Duncan's getting pushed. Why aren't we the aggressors on this situation?
So you want them to start fights?
We don't have the depth. Okay, because here
to start fights.
Here's what would happen in the past. Timeout, UD. Go get your 2 minutes.
Dwayne Dedman beat the hell out of that massage gun.
Yeah, that was it. That was the last fight that we won.
The last fight we started.
He didn't win that fight. He got cut.
The last fight we started was amongst ourselves.
That sounds like
it was Jimmy versus Spo.
Correct. Like we're usually on the wrong side of these things. I don't like.
Well,
that.
Because I don't think.
Where's Dexter Pittman?
What?
Well, and again, in the past, that would be UD's moment, right? Let me get about 15 seconds.
I only remember one time, like it really, like somebody picked on Duncan. It was Chris Paul did it to Duncan Robinson, and Jimmy Butler absolutely went nuts on Chris Paul.
Right,
like he.
Waddle Baby Wobble said Trevor Ariza did a push up on top of Giannis. but it is the one sport, and followed by baseball, right? Where everybody huddles up, but ain't nobody really doing nothing.
Oh, I saw that the other day when they threw at McCutchen, like nothing was happening, and then the guys from the bullpen were there, and like I guess we gotta they're here, so we gotta do something.
Right.
We got to do something.
Like, everybody's just doing what they're supposed to do, but nobody's doing nothing. Right? They all run out. Everybody comes out. Everybody starts peacocking off the top step. Right? They all huddle. Somebody might push or whatever. And then that's it.
Cap says Strus juice was loose. He had a few threes in the second quarter there. Yeah. I hate his hair. I really do. Like, he's,
you know, I get him confused with the other intangible.
He just, you know, he really thinks he's something now with that gorgeous mane.
Just, I love that Bam interview beforehand, what he felt about Strus.
Well, because they made this big deal about Max Strus. Like, Max Strus was so vocal in the meetings. And I was like, oh, yeah, what did he say? And so, like, first of all the heat, Bam was like, I don't give an F about Max Strus.
Yeah.
Like, I think he was joking, but also, like, he's not the same guy. Look at that hair. Right.
Well,
who is this guy?
I would say.
What was his advice? Pick on Tyler Hero on defense.
I just think it the way they got lost was, I think Cleveland made a conscious effort to clog up the paint. Right, a lot of hands and bodies in there the whole game, and that's why guys were doing runners. If Bam was hitting that free throw jumper, right, we might have a different conversation as far as how the flow of the game went, but he was missing that. So now you had either three-pointers or runners.
Mm-hmm.
That was your two options because they wasn't letting you get to the rim. And so I think in the future, you're going to have to kind of navigate that, either do something to stretch the floor a little bit, or yeah, get to the rim.
But they are.
And that's where Kalel comes in.
Yeah, and that's the thing, though, is like they had Bam. Bam had hit that three, and it cut it, I think, to a 7-point game. And
right,
he eventually sits down, and they go, and it swings to balloons to a 12-point lead. You're like, you know, like the guy can't sit down. And that's where you need Kalel to step up.
Right. But I think they do it to not overwhelm him, but – if you're trying to win,
overwhelm them. Like, let's go. What are we doing? Overwhelm them.
If you're trying to win and you see the way these games are being played, you got to just go to him and say, fight through it, big fella. Hey,
look, either overwhelm him or put Jovic out there. You can't have Bam out there and you're not gonna try.
Played five, though.
He has. But he has. Like, have somebody out there who's tall. Make rebounds. Let's go.
He's not. As good as he is on the perimeter, right? So you would probably, just to put Jovic in and put him at the five, you would probably be putting him at a worse position.
He'd be fine defensively. His big problem is honestly taking advantage of matchups offensively on smaller guys. That's his biggest issue, using his size. Like, right. They need to unlock that, because if you're going to go in this series and you think you're going to slow-mo, and I love Haywood Highsmith, don't get me wrong, Haywood Highsmith has a role in this series. But it's not to be the backup to Bam.
It's not to be tall.
It's like, you know, he's going to be flying all over the place and getting tip-ins. Like, he's huge. He was huge in the play-in game. But, like,
right.
I need to – you got to have a sink or swim series with Kalel. You just do. And it's not – you know, it's one of these things where it's like, to me, it's the most critical thing. You got a monster matchup here for him. It's a perfect test for him. It's a hard test for him, and a hard test is good for him.
Right. I would say, they said, wasn't he starting – Jimmy J said, wasn't he starting versus Boston last year? But Boston has a lot of perimeter bigs, so they're not just posting up in the paint. Cleveland has a lot of guys that – basically just post up in the paint.
No, I mean, they got two guys. They got two big guys.
Yeah.
Two very big guys.
Yeah.
Mobley.
Yeah.
Here's Tyler Hero on Kalel Ware. This is what Boy Wonder had to say on his rookie center.
Yeah, it's huge. I think, obviously, Kalel being in that environment, going through his very first playoff game, probably hit him. Surprise him a little bit, but you know, he'll be better, and he'll continue to, you know, improve and figure out what works in any series. And obviously, we need him, you know, big time if we're gonna compete in this series.
Agreed. They're gonna need him. We'll take a break. Swing things over on the ice as the Panthers getting ready for their series tomorrow night. Back after this.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season, because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Let's get to the road to repeat here, brought to us by our friends over at Celsius. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out when it's game time. Make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of
your Florida Panthers.
A little retro vibe here on a Monday.
Oh. Is it cold?
Ice cold.
Wow. Oh, man. I'm
jealous. Cold as ice.
Willing to sacrifice.
Our love.
Well,
you're willing to pay the price for our love.
Are the Panthers willing to pay the price for a repeat?
I have no doubt. Of all the teams down here in South Florida, when the Panthers lose or it doesn't work out, I always think they're going to turn it around because they've done it.
I'm just excited to see. I mean, we'll get official. I think we'll get an official word today from Paul Maurice on Matthew Tkachuk, but all signs are looking good.
I heard he might be out for the first game or two.
We'll see. I think he's going to probably announce it today, but he is on the practice ice as we speak.
Yeah, but practicing and playing hockey are two different things.
Well, he's literally practicing hockey right now, Leroy.
No, I understand that. It's like quarterback playing with the red jersey.
He's not playing with the red jersey.
You don't know what kind of hitting he's doing.
Well, yeah, they were working on, I think, on special teams. Paul said it wasn't a very heavy practice. No punitive on Saturday.
Yeah, we've gotten away from the punitive skate.
No Easter practice for the Cats yesterday. They had the day off. I don't know if any guys went on their own.
How was your Easter?
It was all right. It was good. Right. Had a good time.
A bad Easter, dude. I don't know what happened, but this man had a bad Easter.
I mean...
I cooked some. We had some food. Hmm. You know, I never miss an opportunity for a good meal.
Great.
Yep.
Did you do an Easter egg hunt?
For who?
I don't know. The dogs?
The dogs.
No. Dude, they had people over here. Those dogs were out in the pool swimming, right?
Mm-hmm.
They got Zeus to fake save a bunch of people. Like, he's like, come on, guys.
He's like, come on, you guys promised to play with me. That's how it's supposed to be.
Oh my goodness. Somebody came over and Zeus ran over with his frisbee.
Yep.
And I told him, hey, by accepting this frisbee, you enter the contract for life.
Yep, that's
true. He ain't gonna never stop.
Unless you could trick him. The debut, playoff-wise, of Brad Marchand is just ahead of us. And, of course, we're looking forward to seeing the annoying line, which is him, Sam Bennett, and Matthew Tkachuk all playing together. This is what Brad Marchand had to say on that potential.
Guys on this team that have a reputation of being hard to play against, being physical, and being not well-liked by some people. I mean, how fun is it to be a part of a group like that?
Same people don't like me? Yeah, it's great. You know, I think that's one of the things that you notice when you play against this team is that every guy buys into being hard to play against, and they just play a physical, direct game, and they all compete hard. They all skate well, you know, and they stick together as a group, which makes it very easy to not like a team like that. So it's just a way that they've conditioned their team to play, and now being part of it, you know, you want to buy in. You walk in the room and you just want to buy into everything that they're preaching and everything that we're doing on a day-to-day basis and the way that we prepare and communicate as a group. So, you know, there's a reason that the players and teams are like our team. It's because we, you know, play the right way.
Very excited about that. Honestly, to be honest, like, you know, we talk about in the Heat series about Kalel, but I'm excited to see what Sammo can do in these playoffs, man. Sam Miscavige has been an absolute demon for the Cats. While everybody's been out, this kid has been cooking all season long, and I'm excited to see what he brings when it comes to the playoffs, Leroy.
You know what's crazy? We talk about Kalel and going through his bumps and bruises as a rookie, and Sam Miscavige, we have a whole different like mindset with him, which is weird, right? Like, we ain't thinking, oh, his first playoffs – he's got to knock the rust off. He's got to get acclimated to it.
I think it's a couple things. I think it's one, you know, Maurice was saying, like, he really slowly worked his way to this point where he's, like, on the second line. Like, he started off as a fourth liner, and then just injuries and opportunity came through, and he just kept scoring goals and looking. But I think the other part of it is, like, look, they've trusted young guys before. Lundy was out there last year as a 22-year-old and performing for him, you know, and does all the Barkov things. You know, he doesn't get to have as much fun because it's the Finland way. The Finland way is not to have fun. It's just to hockey correctly. It's not the way of the Finns. You know, Lundell would like to just go out there and get to do the fun stuff, but that's just not how the Finnish do things. And Barkov would reprimand him if he thought otherwise. Although I did see on Instagram, and I want to know more about this, Lundell puts on Instagram playoffs time, and Matthew Tkachuk commented on this, and he writes, Mr. Lasolas strikes again, which makes me wonder, Lundell howling at the moon on Lasolas? Like, what's going on there? What is he like? What are the hot spots now on Lasolas? Like, is Lasolas still a place people get after it?
Yeah.
That's a championship inside joke that apparently...
Well, here's the problem. Here's what you have to understand. They practice not too far from there. A lot of them live down there.
No, I know. I know it's a Fort Lauderdale team, but like, what were you saying, Froggy? You think this is...
Lundell must have got after it at some point to earn that nickname of some sort.
You think Lundell's taking home the Las Olas Coops?
Oh, I think he's up and down the streets of Las Olas. Picking up the ladies, and Tkachuk's like, this guy's in rare form.
He probably is, like, because if you think, like, what it must be to be a 22-year-old, but you're just like, oh, there's like four bars here. Like, you know, like, what are the go-to spots still on Las Olas? Is that like American Social? Is that Las Olas?
Yeah, American
Social. There's a Rocco's Tacos there.
Yeah, there's a, don't they have that Irish pub there too, I think, if I'm not mistaken?
There's an Irish pub everywhere.
Yeah, it's true. Makes sense. It's Las Olas. Yeah, Dicey's, I guess. That's
305 Florida Man says, Las Olas, easy pickings. I imagine for a handsome Finnish 22-year-old, I imagine it is easy. But what do you do for a living?
I play for the Panthers.
Just really?
Wow.
They say Lindell is a Targaryen.
You mentioned just him. Oh, I don't know. I think Forsling may have a squeeze at home, but I'm just like those young Panthers. What it must be to be a young Panther on Los Olas, cleaning up.
Is hockey, as far as body types, the hardest to figure out that somebody plays hockey? Right? You know what I mean? You can't look at a guy and say, oh, hockey player, unless he smiles and his teeth.
I definitely thought that, what you're thinking of. I remember thinking about when they traded for Tkachuk, because they were like, this guy's a unicorn. And I was like, oh, really? And so I'm expecting, like, you know, specimen. I'm just like, he looks like a frat boy.
Right.
Like, when this is the $70 million Wonder Boy? Now, it turns out he is. But I didn't know it just based on him in flip-flops and a polo.
Hey, Florida man says, no Astron on Los Olas, only Mrs. Possum Holderberg.
We need to get to the backstory. We got to get Lundy on. I got to figure out why he's Mr. Los Olas.
Oh, my goodness.
Take a break. Hour Tua. It's draft week. Next.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.